On this Thanksgiving Day, not everyone can afford to gather around the dinner table with loved ones. According to the Greater Boston Food Bank, more people are going hungry, highlighted by the fact that demand at food pantries is up an average 11% this year. In recognition of the need to help out and give back on Thanksgiving Day, a restaurant in Saugus named Spud's will open its doors today for those in need, just as it has for the past 21 Thanksgivings. WBUR's Sarah Bush visited the kitchen at Spud's to check out the preparations.
Okay, right here we've got one pizza oven full of 8 full turkeys. They're about 24 pounds each, and they'll take 4 or 5 hours to cook. We've been cooking them for the last 2 days.
Bruce Spalding is president of Spud's and says that by Thanksgiving Day, there will be 600 pounds of roast turkey. That's enough for 600 dinners. About half the meals are served in the restaurant, and the rest are delivered to elderly, homebound residents in an area senior center. No one gets turned away.
We take all and any. There's no admission, there's no charge.
Spalding says that's not always the reason people show up.
A funny story is 2 people came in one time, they sat, they had their dinner, and they went to pay a bill, but it was a free day. They had no idea that it was a free day, and it was actually the Saugus selectman. So he was embarrassed by that. And he's come back every year since to help volunteer to help serve the turkey dinners.
Besides the selectmen, volunteers include employees who come in with their families on their day off. Like Jay Prashinsky and his wife Mary Allen, who came in to volunteer one day this week. The longtime employees are peeling and chopping butternut squash, trying to make a dent in the 400 pounds of squash to be served on Thanksgiving Day. Prashinsky says they don't mind helping out.
It's fun to come in, help out the needy, do your part to help other people.
In addition to the fresh squash, there's turkey, mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce, gravy, and bread rolls. All the food is donated by vendors, so it's at no cost to Spud's. The number of free meals has grown sixfold since the tradition began in 1987. Spalding attributes that growth to more exposure rather than the economy.
Last year when the economy started to go down, I thought we'd see a big upsurge in numbers, and we really didn't. My goal is to never run out of turkey, so we keep cooking more just in case.
And since area food pantries are seeing greater need this year, they just might need those extra turkeys. But Spalding acknowledges that hunger doesn't just happen on Thanksgiving.
It seems that a lot of places and a lot of people do things on Thanksgiving. But I think the need is there every day of the week, every day of the year. And I would encourage people to give food and money to food pantries and shelters, and not just on Thanksgiving.
At least on this Thanksgiving, Spud's is there for those who need not only a hot meal, but also company to share it with. Those who come in alone are paired up with others, so no one has to eat their turkey and fresh butternut squash alone. For WBUR, I'm Sarah Bush.